Okay, I would ask my colleagues to please take their seats. I hope everybody had a chance. I think we got everybody to meet Catherine Ellis, who is our new Director of Economic Development. Thank you for coming tonight, Catherine, to meet everybody. Really appreciate it. At this time, I'm going to recognize Councilor Yates, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, everyone. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Newton City Council for Monday, July 10th. On your desks this evening is an amendment request from the mayor for docket item number 175-17, which is on second call. I believe that is a funding source amendment. Please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. And to start out the meeting on the right foot, just want to let everyone know that Thursday is Jay Harney's birthday, so I have to wish him a happy birthday. I got in trouble the last time I did this with Brian, but I told David to double check that it was Jay Harney's birthday this time, so. All right. We will start with we have a number of items on second call. We will take up the resolution item first on second call. And we have a number of, items to go through on first call, and then we will start second call. Okay. With all that, I'm going to start with our first call of reports, and I'll recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Council Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 461, but the item there has been placed on second call. I think it'll be a brief second call, Mr. President, but I suggest we just keep it there for simplicity's sake. Turning to page 462, the first item there was held, as was the first item on 463, and then 101-17, special permit to extend a non-conforming use at 46 Farwell Street, Brian McDonald Continuous Improvement Realty Trust. This is in Ward 3. The land use public hearing was closed. Land use committee approved it 6-0. Turning to page 464, 131-17, special permit to allow a parking stall in the front setback at 54 Lakewood Road, Caroline Jenko. This is in Ward 6. That was a public hearing was closed, and the Land Use Committee approved it 5-0. 130-17 was held. 129-17 was postponed until July 11th. And that, Mr. President, I believe ends the reports, but I believe I have at least one public hearing to assign. I believe I need a separate vote on this item, Mr. President.
About 201-17, that'll be a vote of the council on second call.
Right, and with that, that concludes the report, Mr.
Thank
President.
You, Mr. Chair. Next, I have the Zoning and Planning Committee. The report will be given by Vice Chair Councilor Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 464. It begins with item number 148-17, Mayor's appointment of William Winkler to the Urban Design Commission. That was approved 5-0. Turning the page to page 465, item number 185-17, Douglas Cornelius of 15 Lockwood Road, appointed to as a member of the Newton Historic Commission. That was approved 6-0. The following are mayor's appointments to the Conservation Commission. Item number 149-17, Ellen Katz, 31 Williams Street. Item number 150-17, Jeffrey Zabel, 54 Oak Avenue. Item number 151-17, Ira Wallach, 5 Broken Tree Road. Item number 152-17, Susan Lunin, 22 Shaw Street. Number 153-17, Judith Hepburn, 132 Stanley Road. Number 154-17, Daniel Green of 46 Glen Ave. and on to page 466, number 15517, Norman Richardson of 372 Waltham Street. All were approved 6-0. The following have been reappointed to the Auburndale Historic District Commission by the mayor. Item number 15617, Richard Alfred of 73 Grove Street. 15717, Patricia Baker of 55 Wild Road. 15817, Patricia Bottomley of 238 Central Avenue. Item number 15917, Italo Visco, 66 Grove Street. Item number 160-17, Nancy Grissom of 7 Oris Street. All were approved 6-0. At the bottom of 466, we have item number 190-17, Nancy Grissom, 7 Oris Street, reappointed as a member of the Newton Historic Commission. That is not a typo. She is serving on two commissions, and she was approved 6-0. Beginning on 467 at the top, item number 186-17, Peter Diamond of 18 Sterling Street was reappointed to the Newton Historical Commission, and the following were also. Item number 187-17, Laura Fitzmaurice of 67 Fisher Ave. 188-17, Ellen Clapper of 46 Kachichwit Road. She was approved as amended as an alternate member. Item number 189-17, Jean Fulkerson of 51 Middlesex Road, and item number 191-17, Mark Armstrong of 61 Vaughan Ave in Newton. All were approved 6-0. The other items were held, and that concludes the report.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. On page, you have one hearing to assign on our docket on page 473, the middle of 473.
On 473, we have item number 20417, the Director of Planning and Development requesting a technical amendment to the Newton Zoning Ordinance, Chapter 30, Section 5.11.15. Incentives to restore the reference to sections 4.1 and section 4.2 for density bonus incentives related to an increase in inclusionary units for residential use in business and mixed-use districts, which was inadvertently omitted from the ordinance. And that public hearing is to be assigned for July 17, 2017.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. I appreciate it. Okay, next I have the Programs and Services Committee, chaired by Councilor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only item in Programs and Services is on second call, the resolution thing.
Great, thank you, Councilor. Next I have the Public Safety and Transportation Committee, chaired by Councilor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on the top of page 468. The first item was held. Second item was 59-17. Appropriation of $350,000 for construction of the parks and recreation.
Council, I think Programs and Services still needs to meet on that item.
Okay, then we'll go to the last one. 118-17. Appeal on traffic council decision on new yield sign on Walnut Hill Road. Council Cale is appealing the approval of traffic council 19-17. Traffic council decision on April 13, 2017. TC 19-17. AGOM 198 Woodcliff Road requesting a stop sign on Walnut Hill Road, A, and B, stop sign on Woodcliff Road for southbound traffic, C, median on Walnut Hill Road so cars approach Woodcliff Road at an angle to address safety concerns and deter speeders. This was broken up in Part A and Part B. Part A was approved by Public Safety back in June 7th or the 17th, and Part B was voted on on the 21st of June, and Public Safety voted out no action necessary on Part B, 4-0, and there's still one left on second call, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next I have the, she's talking to the clerk right now, so I'll wait 1 second. It's my fault. I told him to go talk to you. Next, I have the Public Facilities Committee, chaired by Councilor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. The report begins on page 469 with item number 195-17, which is a Verizon petition for a grant of location to relocate a pole on Dedham Street. That was approved 5-0. The next two items I'm going to wait and ask to report out later because finance only met this evening. Then we go to page 470. Item number 384-16 is voted NAN. It was to appropriate $71,000 to build an observation deck on the Greenway. And I will only mention that the reason we are voting no action necessary is there needs to be a new item written for a different solution to this condition, but it is going to be solved. Next is item 206-16. And the following items were voted no action necessary. This one was Councilor Leary requesting a resolution to ask the administration to hire a composting expert. 207-16, these were all voted no action necessary, 5-0. Councilor Leary requesting review of the management of the Rumford Avenue site. That was 207-16. And then on the next page, 208-16, Councilor Leary requesting the Executive Office, Fire Department, and Department of Public Works to provide an update on fire prevention at the compost operation at Rumford Avenue Landfill. And these are all because of Juanita Trabert's excellent report and the work we are looking forward to from her. I would like to ask for the opportunity to announce some public hearings.
Please go ahead, Madam Chair.
And they are on page, they begin on page 474 of the docket. There are five. The first is 210-17, and this is to be assigned for Monday, August 14th, 2017. That would be ahead of the council meeting. This is for a Verizon petition for a grant of location on Christina Street to Needham Street. And the next four are Eversource petitions, and these are signed for this coming Wednesday, July 12th. 211-17, they're all Eversource Energy, petitioning for grant of location to install a pole in front of 559 Center Street. That is in Ward 1. 212-17, Eversource petitioning for grant of location for conduit to a house at 111 Bigelow Street. That's in Ward 2. And on the next page, 213-17, Eversource petitioning for a grant of location on Austin Street. This is for conduit in Walnut Street, westerly to Austin Street. And that's in Ward 2. And 214-17 is for a grant of location to relocate a pole to an existing, to underground an existing service. That's also in Ward 2. And that concludes the report.
I'll recognize you after the Finance Committee report, okay? Thank you, Madam Chair. Next, I have the Finance Committee, chaired by Councilor Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The committee met earlier this evening, and so therefore I need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to report out four items for which there is no written report.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules to report out four items that were taken up earlier this evening. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. The first item is docket item 198-17. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to settle a claim of $9,120 from the Law Department's judgment and settlements account as full and final settlement of a claim against the city for extensive damage to a decorative metal fence. This item was approved 7-0. The next two items, they are both approved as amended, and the amendments are due to the fact that the funding sources needed to be changed. And the reason for that is that now that we have moved into the new fiscal year, overlay surplus, at least at this time, is not an appropriate funding source. So that's the reason behind the amendments to the next two items. So the first one is docket item 199-17. Is honor the mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $338,397 from previously declared overlay surplus to cover the costs associated with Eversource undergrounding utilities associated with the Austin Street parking lot. This item was approved, and it was amended to change the funding source from overlay surplus to the Retiree Health Insurance Self-Insurance Trust Fund, and the item was approved as amended 7-0. Docket item 200-17, His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend $375,000 from previously declared overlay surplus and transfer a total of $500,000 from the Public Works full-time salaries account and the Public Works Street Department account, initially for a total of $875,000. This also has been amended, and the $375,000 that was previously requested from overlay surplus has been withdrawn, and it has been replaced with three accounts. $38,450 from DPW Health Insurance, $33,810 from FY17 Budget Reserve, and $96,975 from interest on debt service for Newton North High School. Those three accounts come to a total of $169,235,000. So what was originally an ask of $875,000, the ask has now been reduced to $669,235, and that was approved as amended by the committee by a vote of 7-0. And then the last item was docket item 197-17 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $10,000 from budget reserve to veterans benefits. That was taken care of, and the NAN was moved and approved by a vote of 7-0. I also need to ask for a suspension of the rules in order to accept two late file items, which can be found on page 476.
Chair has requested a suspension of the rules to accept two late file docket items. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chair.
The first is item 220-17 is honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $6,400 from budget reserve to supplement funds previously appropriated to the Charter Commission in order to distribute a printed copy of the Charter Commission's final report. And then the second item is...
Mr. Chair, the clerk said the only late filed item was 220-17.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, then, with that, I would move the finance report.
Thank you. Councillor Crossley, Chair of Public Facilities, I'm going to recognize you to address the two items that were taken up this evening in finance that would need to be amended in your committee.
Thank you. Then I would like to ask for suspension of the rules to poll the committee on both items to comport with the finance report.
Chair is requesting a suspension of the rules in order to poll her committee to accept the amended votes of the finance committee for items 199-17 and 200-17. All those in favor of suspension of the rules will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Then on item 199-17, which is the appropriation of $338,397 for undergrounding utilities at Austin Street, the finance report amended that to take the money from the Retiree Health Insurance Trust Fund versus the overlay surplus account. All in favor from the committee? Eight. Thank you. That's unanimous.
I think it's seven, Madam Chair. I think Councilor Lappin is not here this evening.
Thank you. How could I not miss her? And then item 200-17, the formerly $875,000 to fund the Accelerated Roads Program has been amended to reduce the amount that was originally from the declared overlay surplus fund and take it from other pots of money, and the total amount has been reduced to $669,235. So do I have members of the committee in favor of this amendment? And again, it is...
They're actually accounts. They're not pots.
Thank you, Mr. Accountant. Thank you.
I'm teasing you.
That concludes the report.
Real pots, yes. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. Okay. Is there any other business before the council this evening on first call? Councilor Albright. Oh, sorry. Real Property Reuse Committee. Councilor Albright.
Oh.
Is that why you were standing up?
No. thank you, Mr. President. There's no report. But I did want to ask folks, there was a letter, email that all of you got about the three stations on the north side, the Worcester line. And would you please just have a look in your email, find that email, read it, and if you agree to sign your name, please let me know tomorrow.
Thank you, Councilor Albright. I appreciate it. I had it on my notes, but I was going to do it at the end, but that's fine. No problem. Thank you for that. Okay, any other business before the council on first call? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll on our reports docket and our referral docket.
Councilor Albright.
Aye.
Councilor Auchincloss.
Aye.
Councilor Baker. Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone. Councillor Cody.
Aye.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
Aye.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin. Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary.
Aye.
Councillor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councillor Norton. Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
Okay, all items on first call carry and our docket has been referred. Folks, we have a number of items on second call this evening. I'd like to see if we could forego recess so that we could get right into those. Is there a motion? Motion has been made to forego recess. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, I'm going to start with item number 82-17 on page 461, and I will recognize the chair of the Programs and Services Committee, Councilor Rice.
Thank you, Mr. President. This item is on with the docket item 82-17, with the Cindy Cuba Clements et al. Submitting a petition pursuant to Section 10, Section 2 of the Newton City Newton Charter for the city to adopt a resolution or other measures such as the model local resolution calling upon the U.S. House of Representatives to open an open investigation into the impeachment of President Donald J. Trump. In committee this item was approved five in favor and one opposed. This was part of a citizen's petition where we had 50 signatures to have a public hearing, Programs and Services Committee. We had that public hearing. The main petitioner was Ben Clements. He did a 15-minute presentation about why this resolution should be approved by City Council. City Clerk David Olson has the resolution. If anyone wants a copy, he can pass it out to people. But it basically comes down to the last three paragraphs, which I will read, which is, now therefore it is resolved the Newton City Council calls upon the United States House of Representatives to support a resolution authorizing and directing the Committee on Judiciary of the House to investigate whether sufficient grounds exist for the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, including but not limited to the violations listed herein. Be further resolved to call upon a Massachusetts legislator to adopt its own resolution authorizing an investigation to whether sufficient grounds exist for the impeachment of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, and be it further resolved that copies of the resolution be transmitted officially to the members of the United States House of Representatives that represent the city of Newton and the state legislatures that represent the city of Newton. But that there was was a long discussion. There was a number of people speaking in favor of us approving this resolution. There was a number of people who spoke that we shouldn't be with it, having this resolution, that the City Council shouldn't be voting on an item, that it should be with it, the federal government, with it, responsibility, not City Council. And with it, there was a spirited discussion from both sides, and eventually it was voted 5-1 in favor. But I'm sure a number of people will be speaking, you know, with it, both in favor of this and opposed to this on the City Council.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Cody, you had charted the item in our last meeting. I'll recognize you first.
Thank you, Mr. President. So the purpose of chartering at the last meeting was the fact that we had a very exciting lineup scheduled on June 19th. We were recognizing all the youth of the city for a variety of things, to include those going into military. We had a Little League championship, basically Lipoff family. We had multiple scholastic awards going out that night, so it was a very busy evening on top of a couple other heavy items. So dealing with that and the fact that the appropriateness of the level of government and such like that, I thought it was appropriate to charter it to a future time. Other than that, that's all I have to say, Mr. President, on that, is, you know, ready to vote on it.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on item number 82-17? Councillor Sangiello.
I just wanted to let everybody know Holly LaCroix could not be here, but she emailed a few of us her comments, and I just wanted to make sure it's all on everybody's desk. I want to make sure that everybody has that. Seeing that there's no discussion, I'm not going to read it into the record, but just wanted to make sure that everybody saw this.
Okay, Councilor Leary.
I'm on the Programs and Services Committee, and I was out of town for the vote, but I of this particular resolution. But I did send in a letter making clear that I support the resolution, and I do intend to vote for it this evening, and I urge all my fellow councilors to do the same. I think it's really important that we make our voices heard on part of the Newton residents, and I think it's entirely appropriate to look into the actions of the president at this time. I think there's enough concerns have been raised, and I think it's part of our due process. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Leary. Councilor Ciccone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to be voting against this resolution. These national resolutions, we seem to be getting more and more and more of them brought in front of us. And to be quite honest with you, I was elected to do local business here, and that's what I intend to do, and that's why I'll be voting against this. And probably most of the future national ones that come up in front of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on Councillor Gentile?
So, if no one had spoken, Councillor Lipoff, I wouldn't have said a word. But since a few people have spoken, and also I did say, did I hear a groan already? And since I did say at the last meeting that I was, I stood with my colleagues on chartering the item because I wanted to be around for the discussion, I do feel as though I owe people an explanation as to why I'm going to vote the way I'm going to vote. And so I'm going to start by telling a story about two Lenny Gentiles, okay? So the first Lenny Gentile is an individual, a citizen of the United States, and a resident of the city of Newton. And like many of you, I watched the election in November. I was very surprised with the way the election started to go. I stayed up late enough until I saw what the outcome of the vote was, and I went to bed. I got up in the morning, I watched the news reports, and I have to tell you that I was embarrassed that the president of my country is someone that I see that has the self-control of a 13 or 14-year-old adolescent male. And this president has not done anything to change that opinion. That's my personal opinion. However, now there's Lenny Gentile, former alderman, current member of the city council that has this petition that's put in front of them. And I feel as though I have a much different role. Okay? Granted, there was a petition from 50 people that were put in front of us, but there are 58,693 registered voters in the city of Newton. And I think that most of those of my constituents want me to come here and they want me to work on city of Newton business and the items that most directly affect them here in the city. And I feel as though I owe that to them. Now, some of the people that are involved with this probably don't have a real good understanding of what that means, so let me quickly help you out. I think that my constituents want me working on the rainy day stabilization fund, keeping it healthy and keeping it increasing. I think that many of the constituents want to make sure that our retirement fund is fully funding, staying on the aggressive path to fully fund it 9 years ahead of when the state has mandated, so that when that is fully funded, we can turn our attention to the other post-employment benefits and start to attack the shortfall in that department. These are all important things for us to maintain our AAA bond rating, which allows us to do many of the projects that we're doing right now in the city, including the building of our schools. And unlike the state, I think that my constituents, along with the rest of us, want us to not be dipping into that rainy day stabilization fund, which the state has done, resulting in a decrease in their bond rating. I think that my constituents want me to work with the mayor's office to fund our accelerated roads program to increase the quality of our schools, which is a common criticism that we all get. I think they want me to work on increasing our supply of affordable housing units here in Newton, as we are currently doing with the Crescent Street project. I believe that they want me to do what I can to make sure that the Central High build-out at the Ed Center is complete by the end of August so that the students can move in at the start of the school year. I believe that the majority of my constituents want me to get the Auburndale Square intersection project completed and the lights coordinated correctly so that people can see a benefit to the $2 million in taxpayer funds that we've spent on the project. My constituents on Lexington and Stanford Street want me and my colleagues working on a resolution that will provide them with screening from the Rumford Solar Farm. My constituents and neighbors on Aspen Ave, Studio Road, and Forest Street want me to help LaSalle College to understand that if they really wanted to be a good neighbor, they wouldn't be asking the city to approve lights at Grolier Field, where they need to locate a 70-foot pole literally 2 feet from a neighbor's lot line.
Councilor, you're out of time.
2 minutes and I'm done.
Councilor Gentile is requesting an additional
1 minute.
One minute. All those in favor of an additional time will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead.
Many constituents are looking for help in slowing down what they believe is the recent movement towards the overdevelopment and urbanization of Newton, as evidenced by the Austin Street and Washington Place projects. I could go on and on and on, and this is the same thing for everybody that's inside this rail. I'm not unique. You all are working on these projects, and you have your own projects that you're working on. My point is that we have plenty of work to do addressing the many issues facing the residents of this city. I personally feel that there are other, more appropriate levels of government, agencies, and courts that would deal with the substance of this petition. And so, therefore, I will not be voting in favor of the item. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Saint-Gilles, you have about 4.5 minutes.
That's fine. I'm sorry I didn't read Holly LaCroix's email. I don't think I need to do it. I just want to address what Councillor Gentile has said. All of the things that you said, Councillor Gentile, are very important to the city, and we all do that every single day, all of us on the City Council. There is no question. What residents are asking us to do is help them have a voice in the city and with our federal elected representatives. You were right that there are other avenues to do it, but the avenue that they are looking towards is the avenue that's contained in our city charter, and that's the right of citizen petition. And it is our duty, because we have sworn an oath to the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution, to uphold the charter as it's currently framed, and to fight for to ensure that our federal representatives uphold the Constitution and make sure that we demand accountability. That's what they're asking for us. That's all they're asking for us. They're not telling us not to do any of the other things that you've listed. We do that every day. They are just asking for us to give them a voice.
Thank you, Councilor Sangiolo. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on item? Councilor Laredo.
I'll try to be brief, Mr. President. I've personally been wrestling with this item a great deal over the past several weeks. Not because the spirit of the resolution is one that I can't support. Quite the contrary. I think the spirit of the resolution, the language of the resolution is quite appropriate. It is not, and I think we need to be clear, it is not asking for the president to be impeached. It is asking for the House Judiciary Committee to begin a process. That is very different. Nevertheless, I take impeachment as a very serious course of action. In my view, given what I've read and heard and observed, it would be appropriate to do that. My concern, rather, over the last month or two has been the process, because I share much of the concern expressed by Councillor Gentile and Councillor Ciccone. And we have in this council seen, over the past few years at least, numerous resolutions that are presented to us by a variety of individuals or interest groups, all well-meaning, but sometimes really crafted with a particular ideology in mind, with sometimes, in my view, language that's not particularly well thought out for our body, and really asking us to opine on a variety of topics, which I don't think this council's very well suited for. With all that said, I'm going to vote in favor of this item. And the reason is, I do think that city councils have a role to play when these types of issues are before us. I think city councils and town meetings have done that historically in this country. We are a forum whereby important ideas can be raised. It does attract attention when we do that. Our state legislators take notice. It does get noticed on the national stage as well. And again, while I would urge us now and in the future to proceed cautiously with these types of items, it seems to me in this instance it is one that is appropriate of this body's deliberation and, I hope, support. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Council Laredo. Council Baker.
I just want to add my support to the resolution and just comment that, again, it's important to keep in mind that this particular resolution comes to us because of a citizen petition in the charter. We don't have the discretion not to consider it. It is here. So the question is, what do we do with it? So for the reasons articulated earlier, I will support it.
Thank you, Councillor Baker. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's clear that we've got two questions in front of us tonight to consider. Should a local city council be spending its time on a resolution about the investigation into the impeachment of the president? And if yes, how should they vote? I want to speak specifically to my colleagues. The two have said that we have no business even considering this resolution, or that this council is a municipal body and not a national body, and therefore we should focus solely on our important municipal business. or that this resolution goes beyond the scope of our municipal responsibilities. My answer to my two colleagues is actually voting on this resolution is absolutely integral to our municipal responsibilities. And I want to echo Councillor Baker. The reason why is how this arrived in front of us. These 50 petitioners have a charter-given right to a vote on this issue on the merits. And we as a council have not only the right, but actually it's a charter-given duty to address this petition on the merits. And let me just tell you a little bit why. Our present charter values citizen participation and individual empowerment. And you have to look carefully at Section 10.2, which allows any group of 50 citizens to petition the council. And I'm going to quote this section from you. It still calls us the Board of Aldermen. We haven't updated it. But the Board of Aldermen shall act with respect to every petition which is addressed to it, which is signed by at least 50 voters. So what's fascinating is our charter up until 40 plus years ago actually didn't have that as part of it. And what the drafters of our current charter understood is that we want to transfer the power of the citizens and the residents from being spectators into being active participants in this democracy. So, and you'll also notice that our charter doesn't say what the group petitions have to be about. It's all-encompassing. We're giving broad latitude to our citizens because we trust our citizens to bring forward resolutions that matter to them. And to those of you who are worried that we're opening the floodgates, thank you, David Olson did some research. Do you know how many 50 citizen petitions have come in since 1988? Exactly 17. There is not an inundation here. So we have the duty to take this up and to judge it on the merits. So then let's shift to the merits. I would encourage you to read the resolution one more time tonight if you haven't had a chance to do it in the intervening couple of weeks. This is a very modest proposal. Look at the words closely. And I urge you to vote yes. I'm going to remind you that. So it's very modest, it's very thoughtful, and it's very carefully drafted. Just as Councillor Laredo mentioned, I'm in favor of this for as much for what it does not do. It is not calling for the impeachment of our president. At this time, we do not have the evidence for that. What it does do is ask the House of Representatives to begin an investigation into actually whether there are sufficient grounds for impeachment. And from all the news that I have been reading, there are sufficient grounds. So we should vote on this resolution. We should vote on the merits. We should vote yes. Thank you.
Right on the mark, Council Fuller. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on item 82-17? Councillor Cody, you have about 4 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I have a procedural question for the city clerk. Can we NAN this on the full council?
No.
It has to be voted up or down?
But you can make an amendment to substitute no action necessary for the vote of the current vote of
okay,
the committee.
I think it's important to note that from what my colleagues have talked about.
I think, but just in fairness, Councilor Cody, I think that the merits of the proposal are in front of us. Mm-hmm. I don't think that warrants it. I think that the folks to put the petition forward want to have a vote up or down. I think that's completely fair,
okay.
Especially after the last delay. I think it should be voted on its merits. So.
Okay. Right, thank you. So,
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm only giving you asked a procedural question. I'm giving you my input. We've heard loud and clear that they want us to take it out. We've heard loud and clear that they weren't happy about the delay, even though I made an interpretation on that. I think it's fair to vote it up or down this evening.
Okay, thank you for that. So then,
you're welcome.
My commentary. So in a case like this, everybody has their level of government. So it's nice to get schooled on like what is appropriate and not appropriate. But the reality is, defending the Constitution, which I signed for due at age 18 when I joined the Marines, is something that people take in the level of government they're in. So we don't have anything in our charter in here about being able to do any of these actions that anybody's asking us to do. So therefore, the best thing that we can do is just basically say, individually, the city councils in here can write their own letters, they can come up with their commentary, they can do a lot of things, and they can forward it on to whomever they'd like as a citizen of the city themselves. But to actually, from what Councilor Gentile and Ciccone said, to actually tie up a body doing this, I'm going to call Joe Kennedy tonight, see if he wants to come to land use with me tomorrow, and he can help debate a few of the issues we have pending that we spend hours on. So I think what they have to do is look at what level of government you are, and if you're defending the Constitution, defend it for what you're actually supposed to be defending it according to the charter you're working on. So I don't see any challenge to the Constitution here in the city of Newton, or else I'd be right on the line to help defend that. So having said that, I'm voting no on this, of course, because the position from the last few items that have come through, and there's a variety of different ones, if they come up the line, and we get asked about these multiple occasions, is that if it's not appropriate for our level of government, it's not fair that we take it up and take the time from other citizen activities that we have to do, which is why on June 19th it was a very busy night because we were dealing with what we're supposed to be dealing with, all the citizen activities of the city. So I'm voting no on this petition for this because I think what we actually need to do is my colleagues can't think of themselves too much at being a higher level than what they are. I think we need to look at the fact that, if you want to send a letter, send a letter. However, let's stick with our part of the government. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Is there anybody else who wants to speak on item 82-17? Seeing none, I just want to let everyone know I will not be supporting the resolution this evening. I think, as I've expressed publicly and privately to a number of folks, that this procedural item is better addressed on a federal level. I will be writing a letter as an individual. We've talked about that as a couple colleagues signing on to a letter that would hope do that as individual councillors and not as a body. So I'll be following through on that. If anyone would like to sign on to that, feel free to talk to me, talk to Councillor Auchincloss, possibly Councillor Lipoff or other councillors who would like to do that. Okay? Is there anyone else who would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll. This is a majority vote on item 82-17.
Councillor Albright.
Aye.
Councillor Auchincloss.
No.
Councillor Baker.
Aye.
Councillor Blazer.
Aye.
Councillor Broussel Glazer.
Aye.
Councillor Ciccone.
No.
Councillor Cody.
No.
Councillor Crossley.
Aye.
Councillor Danberg.
Aye.
Councillor Fuller.
Aye.
Councillor Gentile.
No.
Councillor Harney.
Aye.
Councillor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councillor Kalis.
Aye.
Councillor Lappin. Councillor Laredo.
Aye.
Councillor Leary. Councillor Lipoff.
No.
Councillor Norton.
Aye.
Councillor Rice.
Aye.
Councillor Sangiolo.
Aye.
Councillor Schwartz.
Aye.
Councillor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
No.
The vote is 17 yeas, 6 nays, with 1 absent.
Okay, the resolution carries. Okay. Thank you, folks. I just wanted to say appreciate the decorum on both sides during the debate. Very well behaved. It's good to see that. I'm glad to see that we did that tonight. Thank you. I'm just saying thanks. It's important to say thank you nowadays. So, next item we have is item number 126-17 on page 461. We'll give the chamber just 1 second to clear. And I will recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. You want me to wait a minute?
Just wait one sec. Councilor Harney, if you wanted to take the conversation so we could keep moving. Thank you, folks. We appreciate it. At this time, I'll recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Mr. President, item 12617 was placed on second call because of some concerns over verbiage in a special permit having to do, without going into too much detail, about the need for the preservation of a tree versus some landscaping, exactly the type of local issue my colleague, Councilor Gentile, wants us to focus on. However, unfortunately, we do not have plans that we are supposed to receive from the architect with us this evening, and so I'm going to ask to be postponed to the next meeting to a date certain. And I apologize for that, and I apologize in advance to the petitioner, but I don't feel it's ripe since we'd requested some revised plans and we don't have them.
Okay. On the motion to postpone to a date certain of our next full council meeting, which is Monday, August 14th,
Mr. President,
Councilor Yates,
what does that do to the...
Councilor Yates, if you could just rise and address...
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to the Chairman of Land Use, when is the expiration date by which the special permit would be granted? So if we do postpone, it doesn't cause any problems. Thank you.
Exactly. We're correct, Mr. Olson. We're still within the 90-day period.
Yes, because that would have been closed. The public hearing would have been closed probably the week before the last full council meeting, so I feel that we're definitely within the allotted time frame.
And just so we're clear, I don't think there's at all a controversial petition, Councilor Yates. A very fair observation. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. All right, so I'll request to postpone.
On the motion to postpone, Councilor Schwartz, did you have something?
Do I make the motion?
No.
No, you made the motion. He had his hand up, though. I didn't know.
I just wanted to clarify. So there were two comments made. One was about some screening and a tree. That's not quite the issue. It's more that there were some final plans that were supposed to be submitted and that we can't basically pass this, from my understanding, without those plans in hand. And despite the clerk's office reaching out to the petitioner as recently as 4:45 this evening, they had not received them. So that's the only reason why we have to do this. Otherwise, we're ready to go.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Is there anyone else on the motion to postpone to our next full council meeting? Seeing none, I'll try this on a voice vote. All those in favor of postponement will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. Okay, the item has been postponed to our next full council meeting. The next item we have is item number 175-17 on page 462. This is in both Public Safety and Transportation and the Finance Committee. I'll first recognize Councilor Ciccone just to give the vote of his committee, and then I'll recognize the chair of the Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. President. 175-17 His Honor the Mayor requests an authorization to appropriate and expend $80,477 from cable TV capital franchise fees and $69,523 from cable TV fees and $69,523 from cable TV operating franchise fees for the installation of video cameras on approximately 30 traffic signals in Newton. Public Safety voted 5-0, subject to second call, but there's more to this, and once Chairman Gentile gives his report, we'll move further into it.
Thank you, Councilor. I was distracted by Councilor Rader. Did you give the committee vote?
Yeah, it was 5-0, subject to second call.
Thank you.
We're going into further.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'll now recognize the chair of the Finance Committee, Councilor Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee took this item up, and based on the strong recommendation of the fire chief, the police chief, The Commissioner of Public Works and the Commissioner of Public Buildings, strong recommendation, ended up voting in favor of the item. I don't have the vote in front of me. I believe it was 6 in favor with one abstention.
701.
701. Full committee. That's the Finance Committee, okay? Full committee votes 93.77% of the time. I'm damn proud of all of you. So anyway, so what Chairman Ciccone was referring to is on your desk there was a letter that was asking that the funding source be changed. When it went to public safety and to finance, the original request was for cable franchise fees. Our vice president in particular was concerned about that being an appropriate use of the cable franchise fees. We would like to have a further discussion about an appropriate use of those fees. So the mayor's office, in order to allow that to happen but to keep the project moving, submitted a request tonight to change the $150,000 appropriation request from the cable franchise fees to budget reserve, FY 2018 budget reserve. So at this time, I think it would be appropriate, Mr. President, to offer that amendment to at least change the funding source, and I know that there will be some discussion on the actual merits of the proposal. So I would move that amendment at this time to change the funding source, as requested by the mayor's office.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We need a we don't need a vote on the amendment. It's on second call, right? Just okay. Can we amend the fund? We'll just try to, just so that we're clear, amend the funding source by a voice vote, if everyone's okay with that. Because I know Council Laredo would like to speak on the merits of the proposal. So in per the letter that's on our desk, just on a voice vote, all those in favor of amending the funding source from the cable TV franchise fees to budget reserve, all those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Okay, it's, but the funding source has been amended. At this time, I'm going to recognize Council Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, colleagues. I won't take up much of your time, but I do want to express my opposition to this item and explain briefly why I'm going to be voting no. You know, it's ironic to me that just a few minutes ago we had a vote on an impeachment resolution, and part of that was because of the concern of abuse of power by, or alleged abuse of power by, the leader of our country. I have grave concerns about the idea that we are going to be setting up camera systems in a variety of public places for what are ostensibly good purposes. You know, I've heard over the years from a variety of sources, you know, you can always reduce crime. You can always increase public safety if you put in cameras and audiovisual devices and other methodologies for tracking the movements of individuals all over the place. And that's true. I mean, technology is a fabulous tool in that regard. It gives us tremendous advantages. It allows us to do things that 200 years ago we wouldn't have been able to do when it comes to solving crime, for example. But at the same time, I think we have to be always quite deliberative and thoughtful about using technology and how that technology can impede the privacy of our citizens. And, you know, it, for those of us who remember reading 1984 back in high school, and I think most of us do, particularly at Newton Education, you know, there's the use of Big Brother is everywhere. And I know that we've heard, and I do not doubt for a moment, the good faith of our public safety officials. I really don't. But I think the potential for abuse is always there. And while they're saying now, no, this will not be used to track movement, no, this will not be used to track speed of cars, no, this will not be used for a variety of other uses of that nature. I don't think it would be that difficult once installed for a city council or, frankly, a future police or fire department or a future mayor sometime in the not distant future to change its or their minds on that type of issue. And I think this is a very, very slippery slope. And I think we should be exceptionally cautious of putting in these types of surveillance devices in public places. And that, for those reasons, I'm going to be voting no. I urge others to do so as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hess-Mahan.
Well, I had 2 pages of comments on the impeachment resolution. Exercising discretion, I decided not to give those, but you're not going to escape my wisdom tonight, I guess. So I share a lot of the concerns that Councilor Laredo has because I've been a member of the ACLU my entire adult life and a lawyer, and I do understand and agree that the right to privacy is one we need to preserve. And the last time this came up, the first time we were putting these cameras in places like Washington Street and Lowell and West Newton Square and other projects involving traffic signals, the first question I had was, are you going to be actually video recording? And unless something's changed, and I hope that the chairs of the committee will respond if something has, my understanding at the time was that the city was not going to be recording, that these were to detect motion, and that was the sole purpose for which they were being used. Now, if I'm not correct about that, then I might have a different impression here. The issue is for the city, if they are recording it, you're going to be responding to subpoena after subpoena after subpoena for every single incident, stop, ticket, violation, what have you, at a traffic intersection that uses these cameras. So I've got people nodding their heads that something has changed, so I'd be anxious to hear what's changed.
Thank you, Councillor. Do either of the chairs want to try to address Councillor Hess-Mahan's question? Councillor Saccone.
I'll quote the police chief. He said he would not use it to enforce, but if there was an investigation that there was a camera there, and it would lead to helping the investigation move forward, it would absolutely be used.
Okay,
yes,
I'm going to recognize, I saw Councillor Albright's hand go up first, then I'll recognize Councillor Kalis. Thank you, Councillor Saccone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's recording because my concern was, I was reading some materials from the ACLU, and they talked about the need to have policies. So there was a set of policies that were given to us in our packet, but it's not complete. Some of the issues were the retention to be determined, specifications, capabilities to be determined, dissemination of information, inquiries for residents to be determined. So the policy isn't yet complete, and I might have felt better about voting for it if the policy had been. And it was interesting, one of the studies that the ACLU provided had to do with putting cameras in St. Louis, and what they said was a study had showed that in the initial, they were looking at crime, and the initial months after the installation of the cameras it had an impact on crime, and over time that dissipated and had no effect at all. So there are issues with respect to privacy. The policy is not yet complete, so I probably will not be voting for this.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kalis, then Schwartz.
I have a question I want to ask to the Chair of Public Safety, if I might, through you for the President.
Certainly, sir.
So the question I have is what is the problem we're trying to solve here? Is there, we're one of the safest cities. Is this actually necessary?
Well, Councilor.
Not necessarily just for crime. They can actually take numbers and counts certain times a day when it's these areas fill up with traffic, so that it is going to be a device that's used throughout the city, not just the police department. You know, DPW, if they need to time lights efficiently, it'll be used for other areas, not just the crime part of it itself. And as he said, and this is just one chief now. Another chief could come in and make a totally different stance on his position on it. But this chief said it would not be used for enforcement.
Thank you, Counselor. You're good, Counselor Kales. I have a few people that want to speak. Counselor Schwartz, then Baker, then Broussard Glazer. And I have Counselor Rader wants to speak. Okay, Counselor Rader, I'm going to let a couple people speak first before I recognize you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise just to align myself with some of the comments made by my colleague, Counselor Laredo. I think it is kind of ironic that we're speaking about privacy at the same meeting that we were just speaking about the constitutional, upholding the Constitution. I think that both are important. Obviously, this is not search and seizure. We're not talking about a private citizen's home. However, I think that anytime we are talking about increasing the surveillance of the citizens, we need to tread carefully. I think the comments on having a policy more clearly articulated are also relevant. I would see the value of a counter a motion detector. Certainly, I've assumed, actually, that that's what's mounted on the newer traffic signals. Perhaps I'm wrong. Perhaps those are video cameras as well. But gladly, I'm getting some shakes of the head because that's always been my impression, that we're managing the traffic by having these technological innovations that do not impose any dangers on our privacy rights. So if we're able to do it in those other intersections, I would encourage the city executive to use those technologies rather than the video that we're discussing tonight. And it also just occurred to me that we had a bit of a discussion about drones, and one of the key things about the drone discussion was about privacy. And While that was by other citizens' private use of the drones, we did talk a lot about how in public spaces we wanted to control that use. So I think everybody agrees that privacy issues are important. Obviously, you draw the line at different places depending on your view of the need. I think in this point in time, I haven't been convinced that the need is there for video surveillance at these intersections, and perhaps we can achieve the goals with less invasive means. Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Counselor Baker.
Thank you. I want to associate myself with the comments of Counselor Laredo and just ask through the President a little bit more about the procedural posture of this item. It is it particularly time sensitive that we vote this tonight, or is there an opportunity to have a companion set of policies? We've worked very hard in other situations to have some things we felt important to codify them in ordinance form rather than necessarily just rely on an assurance. And I think that while we have every confidence in the current chief of police and the administration who's brought this forward, I think that part of why we're being cautious about it is precisely because that is their good faith and personnel change, things can change, and I would feel more comfortable voting for this item if there were a companion set of policies that were somehow laid down with it. And we've done sets of policies. We did one on banners, for instance, in Public Works a long time ago that sort of set guidelines that really gave some substance to what happens in the city. And I guess I would feel better than I would about just voting against something and having it not be available at all, because then it can't be brought up for another year, to have it postponed or somehow recommitted so that we could sort these things out in a better way and bring it back and not have this conversation on the floor of the full board. Excuse me, full council. Sorry, folks, I'm old enough to remember 1984. So, but that's not the reason I'm citing council anyway.
There's a few other folks that want to speak on the merits of the item. I'm usually pretty decent at counting heads, and Councilor Ciccone, would this be something that you'd be willing to take back up in your committee or no, just so the folks would have a sense? I don't think it needs to go back to finance because we've amended the financing source. It's up to you, Councilor.
To bring up the policy, to talk about the policy committee, that's going to happen.
I don't know if that's helping some folks. I'm not trying to dictate this, but I don't think it needs to go to finance. I don't think we're talking about the money.
I move recommittal to public safety.
Motion has been made to recommit the item to public safety and transportation. Is there any discussion on recommittal? Council Albright.
Well, I would only add that there was no discussion at all about the policy because when it came up the first time, the policy wasn't written yet. So I would feel much better about it if your committee really discusses this policy and goes into it in more depth. That's my reasoning. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilor Cody.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I completely agree with recommitting it back to our committee. I also agree with Councilor Hesmahan that based on the rules and stuff and the guidelines and, you know, Councilor Albright, that we don't have the rules nailed down yet and all that. That's important. But I just wanted to say a couple of things. If something did happen in the city, one of the first things we would ask are the cameras involved. So that always is the first question now in law enforcement or in fire safety or a variety of other things. And then the second point I want to make is in West Newton, we had a house break about 2 months ago, and the police were aided in the capture by two cameras that neighbors had. So it wasn't that they caught the person in the house, but they showed the movement of them going through the neighborhood, through a backyard, and coming out the other side. So, you know, I'm totally into this, not videotaping and privacy and everything else, but there are merits to having a system in place of some way, so I think we just need to iron that piece out.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Crossley.
Just on the matter of recommittal, and since it's going back to committee, I thought I understood this, but one of the things that I would love to know more about is exactly what the technological capabilities of these cameras are. And my understanding was that the new traffic signals and signalization equipment and so on and so forth has its own internal configurations that allow us to do things like counting and so forth. So if these have a range of capability, not only video, not only cameras, I'd like that to be checked out and maybe even a statement back from so that we understand that the DPW and the police are talking to one another. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. This is on the motion to recommit. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this? Can I try this on a voice vote? All those in favor of referring item 175-17 back to just the Public Safety and Transportation Committee will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been recommitted. Okay, the next item we have is on page 462. This is item number 108-17 in the Public Facilities Committee. I'll recognize the Chair of Public Facilities, Councillor Crossley.
Thank you, Mr. President. I need to request that this item be postponed once again. I received a call from the Law Department today, and I know that the Ward 8 councillors in particular will be concerned about postponing this. This is His Honor the Mayor recommending the City of Newton take an easement on property owned by Mount Ida College. And the situation today is that Mount Ida College, since our last meeting, retained an attorney who recommended that they have the license agreement in place before they grant the easement. Our law department has written the license agreement, but we do not have a response back from Mount Ida on it. My understanding is this does not affect the taking, the configuration, nothing like that. They just want to have their rules in place. It sounds like it is pro forma, but I would like to ask this to be postponed once again to a date. I don't know what certain means in this case of our August meeting.
We'll postpone it to our next full council meeting of Monday, August 14th, and then we'll deal with it then.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion has been made to postpone item 108-17 to a date certain of Monday, August the 14th, which is our next full council meeting. Is there any discussion on that? And all those, Councilor Kalis.
Just one question through the president to the chair. Does that delay the work that's going on there?
I placed a call to Shane Mark today. I did not hear back from him. The commissioner is out of town this week on his vacation, so I don't know.
Well, I think we could find out the answer to that, Councilor Kalis.
Yeah.
I don't think it affects, you know, the issue for the delay is with regard to the license agreement, but I'm sure we could find that information. I don't know, the Chair of Finance might have an answer to that as well. Councilor Gentile.
I don't have a definite answer, but I don't see how the work can go forward without all of these agreements being in place. And as one that's had a fair amount of experience with another small local college, you need to get this stuff all ironed out ahead of time. So I would hope that no one is doing any work until we get what is necessary.
Fair enough.
I could have been more specific. So there are certain things that can go forward, markings, layout, getting Eversource to move their pole. We can't do anything until Eversource moves its pole, for example. So I don't know if the overall project timeline will be terribly affected by this yet. I just don't know. No, we can't do any digging, but there's other work that can be done.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anyone else on the motion to postpone? Seeing none, tribal son on voice vote. All those in favor of postponing this item to Monday, August the 14th, will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item has been postponed. The last item that we have on here is item number 201-17 on page 472. This item is on our referral docket, and I'm going to recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee who will explain the item and the necessary vote.
The item is before us, Mr. President, because of our summer blackout period. This is an item that, because of the size of the project, has triggered the what would be called the major project type of project. I'm personally comfortable with proceeding forward on the 10th of our August meeting. I do not intend to take this up for a vote that night, which I think is always a concern with summer projects. But I do think it's appropriate to try to get this project started. We have a fairly full plate in August, but if we can get this project going, and then continue our work in September. As you know, Mr. President, we get constrained in a year where the term ends. We are limited in our work towards the end of November, beginning of December. We also have elections and holidays in September, so we really get our time gets rather tight in the fall months. So if we can get another project underway, I think that'd be beneficial.
Okay, this requires 18 votes of the council in order to accept this referral item and then assign a hearing for August the 8th. Councilor Schwartz, did you want to be recognized on this item?
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to ask the clerk if we've received any correspondence on this particular item. This is the first I've seen this in the docket from neighbors or abutters or anybody. We have not received anything.
So I was, once everyone spoke, I was going to just take a minute to speak on it. I've conferred with both councilors from the ward. I'll recognize Councilor Leary first.
So, Mr. President, if you don't mind,
I thought you were done.
I have no problem with it if we are not going to be voting this out at that meeting, and there will still be an opportunity for public comment at the later meeting.
It's absolutely not my intent to take a vote at the meeting. We're not going to as you all know, I don't close public hearings or ask that public hearings be closed until we've had a full debate on any topic.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Leary.
Thank you. I think it makes sense to begin looking at this project for all the reasons Councillor Laredo had brought up. This is a major project right in the heart of Nonantum, and I am assured that we will be looking at this thoroughly, and there will be ample opportunity for public input, and I certainly will be talking to my constituents in Ward 1 about this as well. So I have no concerns about, normally I don't like to have any kind of public hearing in the middle of the summer, but in this case I see it makes sense to do so.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone else would like to speak on this item? Per our rules, as I mentioned, it takes 18 votes. to refer this, and if it passes, I will then recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee to assign the public hearing. Just so from a Ward 1 counselor, there has been some extensive outreach done on this. It's been on the Neighborhood Association's Facebook page. They had a display set up at the Village Day. I think all of the abutters are very well aware of this. Again, there won't be a vote taken. We will start the hearing that night, and we can do outreach, additional outreach between now and August 8th. So I think that I'm comfortable with letting it go, and I'll recognize Councilor Ciccone.
I just want to add something very quickly. And the petitioner in the front of his building on Watertown Street has the plans inside the window, too, as well. So he's been very transparent throughout the neighborhood.
Great. Thank you, Councilor. Okay, if there are no other councilors looking to speak on the item, I'm going to ask for a roll call, though, just to ensure that we have all the votes, and I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Councilor Albright. Councilor Auchincloss. Councilor Baker. Councilor Blazer.
Aye.
Councilor Broussel-Glazer.
Aye.
Councilor Ciccone.
Aye.
Councilor Cody.
Aye.
Councilor Crossley. Councilor Danberg.
Aye.
Councilor Fuller.
Aye.
Councilor Gentile.
Aye.
Councilor Harney.
Aye.
Councilor Hesmahan.
Aye.
Councilor Kalis.
Aye.
Councilor Lappin. Councilor Laredo.
Aye.
Councilor Leary.
Aye.
Councilor Lipoff.
Aye.
Councilor Norton.
Aye.
Councilor Rice.
Aye.
Councilor Cingiolo. Councilor Schwartz. Councilor Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
Okay, the item carries, well, has been referred. I'm going to recognize the chair of the Land Use Committee, Councilor Laredo.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to assign for an August 8, 2017 public hearing, item 201-17, special permit to construct a three-story building at 386-394 Watertown Street, Ward 1.
Thank you. President. Okay, the hearing has been assigned. Is there any other business before the council this evening? Seeing none, I will recognize Councilor Yates. Okay, Councilor Yates has moved adjournment. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting will say aye. Opposed, the ayes have it. We are adjourned at 9:09 p.m.